talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I write the songs that make the young girls cry.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Barry Manilow, I Write the Songs, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence and Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 30th through February 1st, and it's about two-thirds sold out. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with custom builder Adam Copenhaver with Cope Grand Homes. Also, home designer Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. She draws plans for your whether you are looking to remodel your home or build a new custom home. Also, Brian Wilkinson with Art of Drawers. And Art of Drawers, they come into your kitchen or even your bathroom, any place you have cabinetry that you want to update, not replace, but update. They put in these great, beautiful pull-out drawers, and really it'll transform your life because you're going to have such a more organized space, especially in the kitchen. They specialize in pantries. And this might be a perfect time to do that with the holidays coming up too. And finally, we'll be talking with Todd Tanoni with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. And they're a really good furniture store in North Charleston. And I always say this, there's so many showrooms. If you've got a project going on, you're bound to visit stone showroom or a plumbing fixture show, whatever. There's so many showrooms in North Charleston. And while you're up there, stop by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, because once you renovate your space or if you're building a house, your old furniture isn't going to work usually. And so stop into Atlantic Bedding and Furniture and they can talk to you about updating your home furnishings as well. Well, I mentioned the Charleston Home and Design Show. We're actively talking to vendors who want to participate in the Charleston Home and Design Show. And I learned a phrase this week: faults fall. And that, I guess that's a common term with landscapers. They with the cooler weather, they're saying, no, not yet. Summer's not over. This is a false fall. But it does get you thinking, as we turn a season, thinking about, the rest of the year and the beginning of 2026. And, you know, depending on your, business, you might be looking to, jumpstart, your sales activities, for 2026 at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And, you know, space, it's going to sell out. We're limited with space. And so we've got about 30 more booths to go. And so if you're interested in, we have a lot of business owners, home professionals that listen to this show. If you're interested in, talking to us about display, having a display at the Charles on Home and Design Show, it'll really help jumpstart your business for 2026. And, We always have a great show. We're able to motivate the most affluent homeowners to visit our home show, and the vendors sign up year after year. We've been doing this for since 2004, so it's that 26 years now that we've it's the 26th annual Charleston Home and Design Show, and it's happening January 30th through February 1st, and so. If you're interested, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call, and we can also talk to you about how to reach affluent homeowners with Charleston Home and Design Magazine and some of our very unique extras freebies that we offer, including putting you in touch with everyone who is building a custom home. And so if you're interested, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call, and have a great weekend. And now we're talking with general contractor Adam Copenhaver with Cope Grand Homes. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Adam, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Cope Grand Homes.
All right. Well, Cope Grand Homes is a custom home building company and a high-end renovation company here in Charleston, South Carolina. We have been in business and helping clients for 10 years now. And for five consecutive years, Cope Grand, its team, has been voted best custom home builder in Charleston. So we're pretty proud of that, and we work to maintain that. And we really do excel at building homes and renovations that are prepared for our hurricanes here in Charleston, specifically our humid and wet climate here in Charleston, our flooding climate in Charleston, in addition to somewhat of a earthquake prone climate here in Charleston. So taking all those into consideration, wrapping them around with home energy efficiency features, we really do enjoy adding that level of value and thought process to our clients' home or renovation here.
Very good. So Cope Grand Homes, you folks can help homeowners if they are planning to build a custom home, and then you all Cope Grand Homes can also help with renovations for their existing home?
Yeah, absolutely. And really at any stage, Tim, our expertise comes the whole way from the beginning, where folks might just be considering, you know, hey, I just had an idea. I would like to build for one particular reason or another, but I don't know where. And I don't even know about how to go about looking for land, property, or a lot in a particular neighborhood. And so folks will call us with the realtor, without the realtor, it doesn't much matter. But we have built up a team in our pre-construction side of the business that is really good at locating and finding the best and most valuable properties for our clients. And it might be that somebody says, hey, I've got a real estate agent. They have pointed me in the direction of these properties. Will you come look and evaluate these properties with me so that I make the best decision on which one is best for what we're looking for, whether that's budget related, whether that's location, whether it's in a flood zone. Oftentimes folks don't see the views here in Charleston that could be had on certain properties, or they really could use some help just land planning, rather than just putting a home in the middle of a property. Is there more value to be had by evaluating how we approach the home from a particular location and how we do that? And oftentimes we'll find potential issues with the soils, the existing soils, or access to sewer or septic on a particular property. So we've been able to add a lot of value for folks on the new construction or renovation side by doing the upfront due diligence. And we're happy to help folks who are looking for that type of service as well.
Well, that sounds great. What this due diligence that you mentioned, is that done before a contract is signed with Cope Grand Homes?
Yeah, so we do that before we do a construction agreement. We do have a pre-construction services agreement. So if it is a in-depth process in due diligence and folks are also looking for us to participate alongside or even guide them to a draftsman, to an architect, notably, we will then go into a pre-construction services agreement, which we'll do on an hourly basis, pretty low commitment. And we'll go through that entire process along with them, the architects, the engineers, design review boards, and with the jurisdictions before we ever get into a renovation or a construction agreement.
Right, right. Talk about some of the projects that Cope Grand Homes has worked on. And before you do that, let me ask you, does Cope Grand Homes, do you folks prefer renovation projects or new construction?
Well, I think that the answer to that question there, Tim, that's a tricky one. We really do prefer the projects that just be upfront that do have the best clients. It's not related to budget. It really is related to the clients that are most suitable for our particular team and the area that we serve. And so that's a conversation we get to have with clients up front in every single case. But notably, the projects that we have been doing and excel at the most is oceanfront projects, new construction, renovation, waterfront projects, whether it be on the river, and the higher end projects around town. Now, certainly are there folks that that we love working with that say, hey, listen, we're looking to maximize the square footage. We're looking to maximize the quality. And we really know that you guys are going to execute that well and mitigate the risk of maintenance or early life of my project down the road. And what I mean by that is we are all very familiar with builder grade type of projects or projects that were put together on spec and appease somebody with some early instant gratification on how much it costs. And oftentimes folks don't realize actually how much it really does cost in the long run, rather than making the right decisions up front to focus on quality and low maintenance features that are not going to be the burden that too many people feel just a year or even before that on some of these other projects that were not very well thought out and planned and budgeted for.
Mm, gotcha. Is there a particular type of person talk about the, you always want it to be a win-win situation when you are, when a builder is working with the homeowners. And it's sometimes a little tricky to find the right builder for what a homeowner is asking for. But by the same token, it can also be tricky finding the right homeowner to work with that builder. And I've heard cases before where it's, the homeowner wants to win, but they want the builder to lose, meaning they want them to, I want this for free because this happened or that happened or whatever. And so is there do you take that into account when are you sort of interviewing the homeowner as well as them interviewing Cope Grand Homes when you're starting that initial conversation?
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. I think this is a really excellent question because it really does get to the side of construction that actually too often too many people do experience. I think that it's always a misalignment of expectations. Oftentimes it is. I mean, construction costs have been on the rise. I don't remember when they've been, going down. That only happens in downward cycles. And usually those are very slow amount of time or slow times in our economy. So you can expect the costs continue to go up. And so this is going to continue to be a pressure point for a lot of folks is their expectations on what they can get for the amount of money that they can get. And there are certainly contractors and builders out there that do earn their work and their business by being the lowest cost producer. And that is a that is something that clients do feel like or could be attracted to because, oh my gosh, I'm getting the best deal on that. Only to realize that all of us builders and contractors work off of pretty much the exact same cost of resources and materials. You know, certainly there can be variation from builder to builder, but not much more than percentage points on the entire cost of the project. So you really are getting what you pay for when somebody gives you a lower bid, or oftentimes things are left out. And then they get into the conversation with the builder of, hey, I thought this was the expectation. I thought this is what I'm getting, but you're giving me something different. Or very shortly down the road, they find out that really what they were delivered was something that they were not educated on. And then they end up paying the cost of maintenance or replacement prematurely. So the answer to your question is who is aligned the best is a client that is really interested in having robust, detailed conversations about their expectations, and then being willing to be guided by a professional contractor, a professional team, at what features and what level of quality and what scale of project is actually best suited for them to get the best results. And so we're after clients that are looking for the best results and that have an expectation related to the budget and the timeline and how long it's going to take, and also a reliance on their professional team. The professional team, be an architect, being builder, being engineer and designer. As long as you have those folks and that board of trustees, so to speak, along with your project, I feel like you're going to be guided in a really well way, in a really good manner.
How long has Cope Grand Homes been around?
We've been building for 10 years now in Charleston.
Okay. About how many projects do you think Cope Grand Homes has undertaken in that time?
In that time, on average, about 7 projects at a time per year. So probably closer to, and our projects don't take just a year. Some of them do, some not. But on a new home side, probably 60 to 65. On the renovation side, probably more like 35 to 40.
Well, that's impressive. And you have to have a lot of happy customers along the way to, you know, to be in business that long. And to, I'm sure that that you get a lot of referrals from your from the homeowners that you've built a new home for or renovated their house. What's your secret to success at Cope Grand Homes?
Just continued improvement, honestly, Tim. It's we never let off the gas pedal of learning, being students of our craft, and becoming the best professionals that we can. We certainly, one of our core values is to continue to innovate and better our best. And one of the things, to your point, is, you know, each and every single year, the list of happy clients and referral clients continues to grow. And we're very proud of that. And one of the reasons that we can rely on that is we every year we better what we did last year. We learn how to service our projects, service our clients, and we continue to look forward to make progress there, too.
Nice. Well, how can folks get in touch with Cope Grand Homes?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we've got a website. We have our socials. I'd encourage, you know, our website is we're a builder. So there's some stagnant information on there, such as previous projects. But if you really want to keep up with our current projects, if you also want to keep up with, the content that we produce related to energy efficiency tips, home, maintenance tips, making your home resilient to the forces of nature here in Charleston, and just see what current projects that we're working on right now, I definitely would invite you to just go ahead and on Instagram, Facebook, follow our page. Our handles are Cope Grand, C-O-P-E-G-R-A-N-D, and just give us a follow. Please, you know, let us know if you like what we're producing. Leave some comments, ask some questions, like our stuff, or let us know when you see something that doesn't seem quite right. We'd love to respond to that. And so I'd say, Tim, that's the best opportunity. Follow us on our socials and definitely check out our webpage after that if you'd like to do that.
Well, I love the fact that you some of the priorities of how Cope Grand Homes builds homes and renovates existing homes, putting things like energy efficiency and recognizing that we have hurricanes and earthquakes, and those are some of the things that translate to impact rated windows and high efficiency HVAC systems and so forth. And those are not always the beautiful things that go into a custom home, but they're very necessary. And when a situation comes up, like a hurricane, for example, I'm sure that Cope Grand Homes has customers that have second homes here in Charleston but live elsewhere. And if you had suggested impact rated windows to them, for example, they don't have anything to worry about. They're up in Chicago, and they know that their home is protected from high winds because they've got impact rated windows, as just one example.
Yeah, it's an excellent point, Tim. Those clients do benefit from that. We have a maintenance program for our clients' homes, and we actually do maintenance for other folks' homes too. So in hurricane preparedness, we do actually go put up hurricane shutters for folks that have not built with Cope Grand but still want the level of maintenance and care that we can provide for their homes. But you make an excellent point. Those investments, when you're guided properly in designing a renovation, designing a home, oftentimes people think about the cost of certain features, and we like to talk about those investment type of features that are going to return a dividend for years and years to come, whether that be hurricane preparedness, maintenance, or home energy efficiency, in addition to healthy indoor air quality.
Yep, those are all great things that homeowners they're not on the top of their list. They want tile, a beautiful tile and countertops, the flooring, lighting. Those are the finishes is what gets homeowners excited. But it's some of those basic foundational items that you've mentioned in this interview that are really, really important. And you get 15, 20 years into your new home, and you don't want to have to be replacing things. And the fact that Cope Grand Homes prioritizes the longevity of materials and so forth, that's impressive.
Yeah, no, thank you. And and also, yeah, because we've got the ability and the skill set and the creativity to make sure that those homes look incredibly unique and bring joy as well.
Well, that's great. And you can always find Cope Grand Homes within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with general contractor Adam Copenhaver with Cope Grand Homes. Thanks so much, Adam.
Hey, thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. How are you doing, Jody?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Jody, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Crosby Creations Home Designs.
So here at Crosby Creations, what we do is just help clients navigate the home design process, from imagining something to getting something down on paper. We also provide services for addition and renovation design, and we have a pretty big library of stock plans. One thing that clients sometimes tend to need in the process of purchasing existing homes, maybe some older homes, they want to do some updates. They might call us and say, you know, hey, we need to know if this is going to be a worthwhile venture or if this is possible. So we'll assist them in researching their zoning requirements, just to see if their project is going to be feasible.
Gotcha. And so someone who is thinking of building a custom home, for example, how can Crosby Creations Home Designs help those folks?
So we would just sit down and just kind of create a program of design, ask lots and lots of questions. Those meetings can last, 1 to 2 hours. And I'm really just going to sit down and sort of pick their brains and get an idea of what their family dynamics are, you know, whether they're older, younger, have children, have, you know, frequent visitors, like to entertain a lot. Do they want their master bedroom on the, you know, the top floor, the bottom floor, what views they might want to be capturing from their lot, and all of the sort of inside workings of their family. That's really the most important thing. Is when you design a custom home, it's custom for a reason. You want it to suit your needs. You want it to suit your family's needs. And then we'll also talk maybe about some aging in place, you know, just an elevator shaft, or doing zero entry showers for easy access down the road if, you know, maybe those folks are wanting to stay in their home for a long time, or even maybe they have, you know, younger couples, smaller children, they might want flex spaces. They want spaces that right now they want to be able to use as a playroom that'll be easily accessible to their living space and kitchen, or, you know, upstairs, something that would double as a playroom for now or a game room, how we can help these spaces kind of grow with the changing needs of families as they live in the home.
And so someone who is interested in building a custom home, they may have bought some property, and then they're faced with a choice. They can look online to maybe purchase some house plans, and that has its own set of pitfalls, right? Because oftentimes house plans that you buy online, it may be difficult to alter those, or they can hire an architect, and architects do great work, and they're very valuable in the process. Or they could hire Crosby Creations Home Designs, and you're a home designer, but you're not an architect, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So let me kind of dig into that just for a minute. Architects are fantastic at really helping the client from start to finish. You know, even most architects can provide, you know, construction services and overview and oversee the project until it's totally complete. They're going to help clients make selections. So they're going to draw out, you know, really refined details of the inside and the outside of the house, you know, maybe some cabinetry, millwork, trim details, and that sort of thing. And if if a client really wants heavy assistance in those sorts of, those sorts of details with their house, please go with an architect. That is their craft. That is what they do. We are a little bit more cut and dry with what we do as building designers. So we try to really make it as budget friendly for our clients, but our clients don't mind getting their hands a little dirty, so to speak. So they are going to work through a lot of these details with their builder versus the architect, you know, making a lot of these selections for them. Their builder can kind of help them set a budget price and, you know, send them to the cabinet company, send them to the countertop company, window and door company, and say, you know, here's sort of your budget. And then they can sort of choose from a list of those components that would fit within their budget. Our clients are going to have a little bit more involvement, a little more boots on the ground throughout the process. So there's definitely, a pretty big difference in the services that an architect provides versus what Crosby Creations will provide. There's a price tag difference too, of course. So that, yeah. I just wanted to add a little clarity in there for that.
Yeah. And ultimately, whether you work with an architect or with Crosby Creations Home Designs, you're going to end up with a set of house plans that have been stamped by an engineer and are ready to submit to the municipality wherever you happen to be building your home.
Yes, some architects, I believe, include engineering within their service package. It's not included in our pricing, and we're pretty clear when we speak to clients on that. But we do help facilitate a connection with a local structural engineer. Mm-hmm. Also, to sort of touch on your stock plan, yes, internet stock plans can be a little bit tricky to find one that would be a good and perfect fit for a lot here in the Lowcountry, where we have lots of varying topography, flood zones, municipal guidelines that we have to meet, neighborhood guidelines and those sorts of things. So if someone, called me up and said, hey, we're looking at the stock plan, we would also ask that they allow us to do a customized search through our stock plans, so we can actually apply all of those idiosyncrasies to the program and just sort of say, okay, well, based on what you've got, your lot, your neighborhood, your zoning, that sort of thing, these are plans that will fit within those constraints, versus someone maybe spending money on a plan that they're actually going to have to spend a lot more money on to get a local drafter or designer to redraw it and then make it meet all of that criteria.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. How many custom homes has Crosby Creations Home Designs designed over the years? Just ballpark.
Tim, I wasn't prepared for that question. I honestly cannot break out that number off the top of my head. I can say that we, since 2008, have done roughly 1,600 projects in the Lowcountry and beyond. So we've touched in nearly every neighborhood and municipality within the surrounding area. So I don't know, hundreds of custom homes, but we have a lot to choose from for sure.
And I was just going to ask that question about Isle of Palm, Sullivan's Island, have you folks ever designed a home that's built out there?
Yes, sir. We sure have several.
Seabrook, Kiowa.
I actually haven't done any custom homes on Kiowa. I have worked with architects and assisted them in a few on Seabrook, though.
Mount Pleasant, downtown Charleston. Well, downtown, there's really not a lot of new construction, but Mount Pleasant.
Believe it or not, we have actually done several downtown Charleston. Oh. Vacant lots that we've worked on, but mostly demos.
Tree gets struck by lightning, yeah. And all of a sudden you have a buildable lot.
Yeah, or these, people come in and they buy a home and they're like, it's just not worth, it's just not worth putting the money in to renovate it. Mount Pleasant, downtown.
Somerville, Goose Creek.
Oh, Somerville, Goose Creek, Monk's Corner, Bono. Pretty much a little every we've touched them all.
West Ashley, Ravenel.
Yep, North Adamson. Charleston, Meggett, Hollywood, Edisto, all of them.
Well, I think that sends a message to our listeners that if you want to build a custom home and you're not looking, you don't have an unlimited budget. Crosby Creations Home Designs can help you no matter where you're looking to build, and whether it's in a high-end neighborhood or in just a more average neighborhood. So that's great. Well, how can folks get in touch with Crosby Creations Home Designs?
So they can always find us online at crosby-creations.com, or they can call the office at 843-998-0505.
And you can always find Crosby Creations Home Designs within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with home designer Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Brian Wilkinson with Art of Drawers. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, I'm great, Tim. Excited to be back, and thanks for having me.
You bet. Brian, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Art of Drawers.
Yeah. So Art of Drawers, it's a custom custom inserts into existing cabinets, antique furniture, laundry rooms, other spaces. We provide you solutions for organization. The pieces that we are able to custom build down to the millimeter for the space, you get to design all the specs, the different types of dividers and things that go in those drawer boxes. We use solid hardwoods. So everything that we do is going to be, you know, selected from a variety of different species that we use and source. Dovetail finish for not only the integrity of the box, but also the aesthetics for the look. And also down to the rail systems that we use. We have options for bloom rails that hold up to 150 pounds on a lot of these boxes. The other rails hold up to 125. So not a huge difference, but the main focus there is we're using, you know, high quality materials. We don't have an option for composites or plywood. It's all solid hardwoods, and we use only the best of rails for the boxes. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. So I would imagine that you're a pretty popular guy these days, because people are always, it seems like everyone's trying to save a little money here and there. They know that they are living in an outdated kitchen, or they may have an outdated vanity in their bathroom. They've sort of grown to live with the dysfunction, and that happens sometimes. But they think, well, you know, to replace these cabinets, maybe the wife asks about that, and the husband's, well, that's going to be, you know, $30,000 to $50,000 or more to replace these cabinets. It's going to be a major job, you know, blah blah blah. And but here comes Art of Drawers in to kind of save the day, because you're able to transform that kitchen or that pantry with some of the by updating the cabinetry itself. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, first I was going to say, have you been to my house, Tim? Because these were the problems that we had specifically in the kitchen and the bathrooms. We liked the space. We liked how the layout was working. We liked the countertops. We just didn't like how the cabinets functioned. So we upgraded the existing cabinets, not only just the rails, that we had builder grade rails in our space. So we upgraded the rails for all the drawers, and then adding in the custom drawers for the cabinets that are below the countertop with the half shelf on the bottom that's pretty much useless. So we were able to put in drawer systems in there and really just take our functionality to the next level and still keep the existing space the way it was, which, you know, does a couple of things. One, it's going to save you money because you're not having to upgrade the entire cabinets and put new countertops in. And then two, it's pretty non-invasive. Most of our projects are completed within one day. So we're able to come in and kind of knock this out between 5 and 8 hour jobs typically, that we see with, you know, 10 to 20 drawers being upgraded in a home. So the other exciting thing that we're beginning to offer is some cabinet refacing. So we're just getting into this side of the business and excited to add it to our kind of repertoire for what Art of Drawers is able to do with your space. So now, if the cabinet isn't the exact look that you're going for, we can change out the doors and the drawers, and then create a whole new look within the space.
Nice. What do you do with the existing boxes themselves?
So the existing box, we would just pop the drawer face off of the box, say like a silverware drawer. You would have the drawer face on there. We would just pull that off and we would put a new one on. And you could change the look. You could go with a shaker style, a more traditional style. There's four different options that we're able to source for that.
Do you color match to the existing, if it's a painted cabinet, or if, you know, I'm thinking of my mother's house. She's got those, and she loves them, those old fashioned sort of oak looking cabinets. And, you know, what if somebody buys that house and you know, they want a nice, sleek, painted cabinet with shaker cabinet doors.
So we can do our best to color match, but typically what we're going to do is change the entire look and change the color scheme altogether. So not only popping those door and drawer faces off, we would be using a pressure sensitive laminate to go over the existing cabinets that are staying in the home. And that would be color matched to the drawers and doors that you selected in the style.
Gotcha. And the cabinet doors and the drawers, the drawer fronts are what you mainly see anyways, right?
That's correct. Yes. Once you pull those off, there's minimal space typically that has the existing color or finish that you originally had.
Gotcha. And, we've got the holidays coming up, baking season. What have you ever helped a homeowner that's got one of those heavy mixers and it usually resides in the bottom cabinet in the back, and no one likes to get in their hands and knees and have to pull that thing out and then lift it up onto the counter?
Yeah, we just finished up an install on John's Island with a project that, when we went to visit the homeowner in design consultation, I kind of uncovered that frustration that she had, which was, man, I love to bake with my grandkids, but it's a chore to get this mixer out of the cabinet and up on the countertop just to use it. So she would find herself just finding alternatives and not actually using the KitchenAid tool that was meant for the purpose that she was needed it for. So we were able to install this mixer lift into the cabinet space. So now all she has to do, she reaches down, grabs the handle, and it pops right up to a counter height so that she's able to utilize that very easily. She doesn't have to depend on anyone else to come and help her. She doesn't have to call her husband in and say, "Hey, I need the mixer again." She's able to just grab it and go.
And that cabinet lift is all hidden behind the cabinet door inside the cabinet?
That's correct. Yes. So typically it's going to require that you're going to lose the drawer and the cabinet space below the drawer in order to accommodate the mixer lift. Mm-hmm. And we would attach the door and drawer, so it's kind of one piece. So when you open it up, you're going to see that whole space open up inside. Usually we can save some room at the bottom to add a drawer down there where you can put some of your, you know, other accessories and things for the KitchenAid. Mm.
What do your customers have to say when Art of Drawers is able to rework their organizational space within their kitchen or pantry, and they go from, you know, it being dysfunctional to something that's highly organized?
Well, that's one of the things that you see whenever, you know, I do some of the installing myself, and whenever I'm in the home and I'm putting the drawers in, quickly the homeowner is coming behind me and like starting to add things to the space. And then you'll see them come back and be like, "Well, I don't have to put this stuff here anymore. I need to find a new place to put it." So I always encourage them to just empty out the entire space, right? Like, even if we're not even putting drawers in to parts of the cabinets, empty everything out, because you're going to have a whole new way that your space is going to function. And it's, you know, you're going to take away that frustration of getting on your knees to reach the bowls that are on the half shelf in the back of the cabinet. That is something that, you know, I enjoy, is watching the customers turn these frustrated things into, you know, it's functionality and joy, right? So they're able to function in their space way easier and stay organized, right?
You're changing lives, aren't you, John? Brian, with the Art of Drawers.
That's it, right? And there are, you know, we have customers that just love the product and they want it in their space, and that would be myself. I have the ability to get down and grab the mixer or get in the back of the half shelf and grab bowls. But there's, you know, some folks we're giving some independence back, and that's huge. And there was a lady in Somerville that completed a project for just recently. And that was when I went back to kind of see how everything was functioning and working for her. It was that exactly. She was like, I haven't used my cast iron skillets in years, and now they're in this top drawer, and it is a quick lift right to the stove.
Nice.
And to just see her, you know, kind of enjoy that. And there was, you know, a pan that had been handed down to her from generations that she's had, and she's just stuck it in the cabinet and hasn't used it in years.
Well, that's great. How can folks get more information about Art of Drawers?
So Instagram, Art of Drawers Charleston, we're there, and on Facebook, same thing, Art of Drawers of Charleston. The local number that you can reach us at is 843-894-2138, and also feel free to visit artofdrawers.com, schedule your free in-home consultation. And for the kind of fall season, we're offering some pretty good specials. One is a free installation. So that's a nice incentive to kind of knock these projects out here in the fall before the crazy holiday seasons hit.
That's great. And you can always find Art of Drawers within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Brian Wilkinson with Art of Drawers. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
And now we're talking with Todd Tononi with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How are you doing, Todd?
Doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Just fine. Todd, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Well, you know what, Tim? It's crazy. We've been doing this for over 20 years in the Charleston market. We've pumped so much money into advertising, and sometimes people still don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I can share about you, we're family owned and operated, and I've been blessed to have been able to have a 2-year reprieve off my book tour and being in Texas, to where the mother of my children had been running the business for the last 2 years, doing an amazing job. And she handed and passed the baton to me. So I'm re-energized and excited to be back in Charleston. And man, it's been growing like crazy. But pretty much who we are Charleston's hometown furniture store. And the cool thing about us is, not only are we family owned and operated, a majority of everything that we have in our showroom, other than our special order items from England, which is a Lazy Boy company, everything's in stock for immediate delivery. So I know last night, my son Nick had delivered a project that was about $8,000 for someone that had a new new home. They just closed yesterday, and he was there at 8:30 at night delivering the product. Mm. So we've got a 4.8 rating with almost 1,500 Google reviews. So we must be doing something right.
Very good. Is there a particular style of furniture that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture showcases?
I'll tell you what, Tim. We stay on top of the trends, modern, contemporary, traditional. We try to have a good mix. And for those of you listeners that have not been in a while, we've just done a facelift on our showroom with new upholstery, new bedroom groups. And one thing that's different from us versus anyone else, what you find at our store, you're typically not going to have or be able to find anywhere else. And on the flip side, if you go to one of the local stores and it's not something we have on our floor, guess what? We can, 9 chances out of 9.5, we're going to be able to find that product, source it, and do a price match or beat the competitor's price on it as well. We just try to, on our floor, keep more of the unique products that you can't find anywhere else.
Nice. is that talk about the quality of the furniture at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. Is there a variety for people who have smaller budgets up to the people that are, you know, want to buy furniture to furnish their new custom home?
You know, Tim, I see people coming in for a bed frame. I also see $20,000-$30,000 projects that we do. So we try to we try our best to serve the masses, where we try to be the best value in town. One thing that we love to showcase is our top grain leather from Italy. This stuff you could have a gorilla jump on. The arms and the back of it, and it's just built like a tank. So we try to service everybody. So especially with a lot of new homes being built, primarily in like the Somerville and Nexton area, we're kind of the go-to choice for a lot of consumers for those projects. So,
gotcha. I'm looking at the Atlantic Bedding and Furniture ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and you have a beautiful L-shaped sofa, and with what's interesting, what catches my eye is the area rug, the design. It's got kind of a geometric graphic on the area rug, which matches up it's not a footrest, but it's I can't remember that you know the name of it, but, and it's also got some like matching pillows too. And is that something that, people can, if they know they want new furniture, but they don't really have an interior designer, is that something your people can help guide them with?
100%, Tim. We will send, we do free in-home consultations for people that need it. And if somebody just wants a chair or an end table or a accent pillow, we've got that as well. So, yeah, that is something that we do. We do ask the majority of people that come in, they already have their measurements. We ask them to bring in the measurements, pictures of their place, and if one of our people need to go out and take a look, we're more than happy to do that at no additional charge to that consumer.
Nice. And what are some of your best sellers these days? What are people choosing?
I will tell you, we are turning the product so much. We have one sectional that is modular. I would say the hottest items we have now are modular sectionals with high performance fabric. We can't keep them in stock. And one thing that we found in this market, it's Charleston, and people like kind of the linen white or snow white colors. And the great thing with the high performance fabrics that we have, some of them, they're already pre-treated, which you could put, we do a demonstration for people that want to see it. It won't absorb any liquids or like mustard we put on it, and totally rolls off. And some of the high performance fabrics that we have, you can actually put them in your washer.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And you know, people love that. And you're not going to have the pilling with it, which is pretty cool, because we try to stay on the cutting edge of what today's consumer wants. And we're taking our team up to High Point here in September for pre-market, where just some of the top furniture retailers in the country were able to go and kind of pick out the new styles and things like that, which we're excited to be taking our team up there in September.
So is it homeowner driven, the different styles that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture has, or does your staff when they go to market and see what seems to be selling around the country, is that what you're providing your customers?
Correct. You got to keep in mind that a lot of the companies that we do business with, Hooker Furniture, Hendradon, we have access to Ashley, A lot of these big companies, Avalon Furniture, Simmons Beauty Rest, we're bringing Purple mattresses in. We'll be one of the few retailers in town that have that. Excited about that. And you know what? These are mega corporations, mega companies, some of which have been around 100 plus years. So guess what? We're going to, their job is to provide us with the best information. So based on their data and metrics and our market, we're going to take their data, drill it down, and try to find the right selection for today's consumer and keep it in stock.
Well, before we sign off, I wanted to, you have a special guest with you, correct?
I do. I've got my granddaughter, Lua, here with me sitting on my lap.
Well, tell Lua that everyone in Charleston that's listening says hello.
Oh, so that she's put a big smile on her face. And Tim, I can't thank you enough for having us on. We love what is happening with Charleston Home of Design and the traction that we get from it.
Well, we're grateful to have. Really, sorry, go ahead.
No, and just really to all of you, all the area residents of Charleston that have shopped with us before, we've seen some customers that have shopped with us 10 or 15 years ago and come back, and we're a completely different store if you shop with us 10 or 15 years ago. We still have some of those great values, and we can also do those high-end custom sofas that we can have specially ordered and tailored to your specifications. So I want to thank Charleston for the support all these years and look forward to the second and third generation of our family running this business.
Well, very good. Well, if you have a project going on, usually, and you mentioned your son delivering to a new house or someone who had just bought a house, usually when you do buy a house, your old furniture is not going to really work in the new space. And so that does trigger you're a great prospect for buying new furniture. And if you do have a project, you're probably going to be going to North Charleston to visit some of the lighting showrooms and the plumbing fixture and the stone showrooms in North Charleston. Why not drop by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture while you're in North Charleston? And Todd, tell our listeners how the best way is to reach Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Best way is to shop by our showroom at 7400 Rivers Avenue, or check out our website, AtlanticBeddingAndFurniture.com. If you see something you like on there, you can click on a request. And best thing to do is come on, stop on in. We're kind of in the furniture segment of North Charleston by Rooms to Go and Haverty's. We're next to Petco and next to the new Fit Life gym, which is most of our team goes there to work out in the morning.
Well, very good. And you can always find Atlantic Bedding and Furniture within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Todd Tononi and also his granddaughter, her three-year-old granddaughter, Lua, at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.